You said that Charlie was involved with death penalty work before you connected with him. It's pretty clear to me from the songs you chose and from my discussions with you earlier that it's pretty vital to you. What's so compelling to you about the death penalty work?
I think it's the way I got introduced to it, which is through the group I was mentioning, The Journey of Hope from Violence to Healing. I'd like to share a paragraph written by Thich Nhat Hanh, a Vietnamese Buddhist monk. There are a series of Buddhist precepts that really are ethical principles by which we can live our life, and this is his version of the first Buddhist precept on the reverence for life. Aware of the suffering caused by the destruction of life, I vow to cultivate compassion and learn ways to protect the lives of people, animals, plants, and minerals. I am determined not to kill, not to let others kill, and not to condone any act of killing in the world, in my thinking, and in my way of life. That's a pretty tall order and a lifelong practice to try to examine how our lives in one form or another contribute to killing. And what we were talking about earlier around taxes comes in for me around that. As does the death penalty, which is kind of a silent thing that goes on in our country that unless it touches us personally, many of us don't think about, which was true for me. So then I went on the Journey of Hope from Violence to Healing, which is a group of people who are murder victims' family members who are opposed to the death penalty. They are now joined by people who've been exonerated from death row, who spent years there, who were innocent, of whom there are now 141 in this country, as well as people who have family members on death row. And this group travels to states where they have the death penalty, and they tell their personal stories, which are heart-wrenching, difficult for them to tell day in, day out, difficult for us to listen to day in, day out. And they have a lot of credibility because often people will say, if one talks about the death penalty and opposition to it, well, you wouldn't feel that way if it happened to you. And here is a group of people to whom it did happen, who have still found their way to some combination of forgiveness, of reconciliation, of knowing that executing another person is not going to bring them healing or closure. So they're very powerful teachers around those issues. And Charlie and I travel with them to these different states, not because we have a personal story to tell, but because we drive vehicles and we sing with them and sing at their speaking engagements. We carry boxes, we get signatures on petitions, and we just provide company and emotional support for the speakers so that they can do this for the 17 days of the journey.